News Radio KMAN in Focus continues here with Robin Cole. She's Executive Director with Pawnee Mental Health. And looking ahead to the new year, January will be here in just a couple weeks. And I understand there's some excitement because there's a new teen center going to be opening up.
Yes, yes. We are opening a teen center with the first event on January 8th. This will be a monthly kind of an opportunity for teens to get together. It will be open to those who are 13 to 18 years of age, and you do not have to be a client to participate. And so for more information on our teen center, folks can email us at teencenter@pawnee.org.
It's a wonderful opportunity. I think that really hitting a niche in our community there.
Yes, yes, I think so. And, you know, we're very much aware of a need for teens to be able to get together, especially under the circumstances of COVID-19. And, to be able to provide some opportunities for socialization that are also done in a way that reduces the risk of spreading the virus. And so we're really excited to be able to offer this opportunity to teens in our community. We have another event coming up. This is also our third annual Pancakes for Pawnee. And the Pancakes for Pawnee event is done with the support of and in conjunction with Early Edition Restaurant. This year, Pancakes for Pawnee is scheduled for Tuesday, February 16th, 2021. It's going to look a little bit different than it has in the past. What we're planning is that we will offer three different ways for people to enjoy Early Edition's delicious pancakes, and that is that we're planning that there will be dine-in options, carry-out options, and delivery options. So folks who would like to enjoy Pancakes for Pawnee on Pancake Tuesday, we'll be able to choose whichever format is the most comfortable for them. So we're also offering tickets to Pancakes for Pawnee as stocking stuffers this year. And so if people would like to get a head start on purchasing their tickets and would like to take an opportunity to give the tickets out as gifts in people's Christmas stockings, they can go to our website at pawnee.org /P4P, and they'll find a cute little red stocking at the top of the website that they can click on to purchase their stocking stuffer tickets for Pancakes for Pawnee.
That's awesome. And I just say that's one of my favorite fundraisers we do in the community. If I can be of any help to you guys on that, I'd certainly be interested in volunteering my services.
Excellent. I will keep that in mind, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you about that.
Okay, sounds good. Aside from those events, anything else you want to end with here this morning?
Yeah, I would just encourage people to follow us on our Facebook page throughout the month of December. We've been providing information that includes tips on coping over the holidays, again, especially under these circumstances of COVID-19. And then in January, we have a theme, New Year and New You. And so there'll be lots of good material that's available on that Facebook page just to help folks cope with the holidays this year, and then to also help them look forward to a new year in 2021.
All right. Awesome stuff. Lots of good things. And again, remind people, think of the loved ones here that are struggling through the holidays, and maybe give them a call, give them, give them a say hello. Just wish them a Merry Christmas.
Yep, absolutely. And that can start at any time. You don't have to wait till the 24th or the 25th to start making those phone calls. And so just keep in mind that there are a lot of people who are staying really close to home. They aren't engaging in a lot of the activities that they typically do during this time of the year. And so phone calls, Facebook messages, using any of the social media that are available to us now to make those connections and to keep those connections going are all very important to our mental health during this time of the year.
Absolutely. Robin, thank you so much. Have a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And we'll talk to you again real soon.
Yep. Thanks a lot, Brandon.
That'll wrap up our show here today. We've got a busy show tomorrow. K-State Research and Extension, the Senior Center, the Animal Shelter, and a segment with C. Clyde Jones tomorrow.
Oh, boy. It's 10 a.m. at News Radio KMAN. Clark, Rush, Dan, The Game, and Bruce Weber at 7.